This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The head of the World Health Organization said yesterday that the world was on the brink of a catastrophic moral failure on the distributing of COVID-19 vaccines, urging countries and manufacturers to share doses more fairly around the world.
But we now face the real danger that even as vaccines bring hope to some, they become another brick in the wall of inequality between the world's haves and have-nots.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the prospects for equitable distribution are at serious risk, just as its vaccine-sharing scheme COVAX aims to start distributing inoculations next month. A World Health Organization panel is criticizing China and other countries for not moving to stem the initial outbreak of the coronavirus earlier and question whether the UN Health Agency should have labeled it a pandemic sooner. In a report issued yesterday, the panel said that the Chinese authorities could have applied their efforts more forcefully in January, shortly after the coronavirus began sickening clusters of people. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is expected to quickly extend restrictions barring travel by most people who have recently been in much of Europe and Brazil soon after President Donald Trump lifted those requirements, effective January 26th. Mr. Trump signed an order on Monday lifting the restrictions he imposed early last year in response to the pandemic after winning support from coronavirus task force members and public health officials. Soon after Trump's order was made public, Biden's spokeswoman Jen Psaki tweeted on the advice of our medical team, the administration does not intend to lift these restrictions on January 26th. This is VOA News. The tightest security measures in recent memory are in place in Washington, D.C., just ahead of Wednesday's inauguration of Joe Biden as the 46th President of the United States. National Guard soldiers from across the East Coast continued to arrive in the city. The streets of the U.S. Capitol were eerily empty, and it seemed their number may have dissuaded all but the most determined protester from returning to the city after the shocking events of January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports several Senate committees will be hearing today from some of President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet nominees.
Information hearings start today for key members of Joe Biden's cabinet, but it's doubtful any will be confirmed in time for Wednesday's inauguration. The National Security Cabinet will likely be bare on the first day of Joe Biden's presidency. Although confirmation hearings are being held today in Senate committees for the nominees to head the State Department, Homeland Security, the intelligence community, and the Pentagon, none is likely to be approved when Joe Biden takes his oath of office. Generally, the defense secretary is sworn in on inauguration day, but political tensions have caused delays. And nominee Lloyd Austin, recently retired from the Army, needs a waiver. Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen's also testifying. In prepared remarks, she's urging Congress to do more to offset the fiscal ravages of the pandemic. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Raw feelings about President Donald Trump 4 years ago led to Democratic cause delays, except for James Mattis at the Pentagon. A police chief in Afghanistan on Tuesday claimed that 160 Taliban militants were killed and 52 others wounded in a recent operation in southern Helmand province. He said the Nawa Lashkarga highway was reopened during the operation that resulted in the killing of at least 160 militants. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is demanding free access of media to the court hearing, which he called the highest degree of lawlessness, after a Moscow judge ruled that he should be in police custody for 30 days. This follows his arrival back in Russia Sunday, when he was immediately detained. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador says he hopes U.S. President-elect Joe Biden would be able to carry out an immigration reform that would help to address the problem of undocumented migration to the United States. Referring to the migrants in the caravan, López Obrador said they should not attempt to enter countries by force. On Sunday, Guatemalan authorities employed tear gas against a caravan of Honduran migrants. Via remote, this is Joe Palca. And this is VOA News.